is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZZ, hi Jeff.
Good evening, Jeff, and 5AOW.
WX2BJR.
Okay, there's three. We'll start at the top with K2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Well, we're back to a halfway decent temperature. Let's see, we're 13 degrees at the moment. We did get up into the middle 20s. With a lot of sunshine today, which helped. And however, we're supposed to get another three to four or five inches tonight again, and two tomorrow. But it just kind of keeps, what the sun takes down comes double the next day. We had a start this morning at 6.5 below. So it warmed up quite quickly through the day. So nothing more to report, I guess, just say 7.3 to everybody. KA2ZZ.
All right, Jack, yeah, death by a thousand cuts with this snow this year. A little bit at a time, keep heading up. Well, yeah, I see we're supposed to get a little bit more, and then supposed to get a warm-up here at some point. All right, Jack, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. And now we'll move on to N5AOW. Bill, good evening, what's up?
Good evening, Jeff. Not a whole lot, quite cold this morning. We had 16 below. Right now it's about 1 degree. Got out, since it was sunny, did a little bit of riding with my neighbor today. Put a few miles on the sled. Kept the cobwebs out of it. Came home, relaxed a bit. Getting on the radio a little bit. Do a little bit of 40 meters and back on two again. That about wraps it up. So, hope you had an enjoyable day. 73s to all on the net this evening. KD2AIT and 5AOW.
All right, Bill. That is the one man who's going to be happy for a little more snow, right?
Roger.
Roger that. Well, you have fun out there tomorrow. The kids, they had a snowmobile party here at the house next across the street. The whole family pretty much went over except me. I had to work, so... But everybody was out riding around in today, and had a cousin of mine in who's visiting from Germany and never ridden one before, so he had a blast. I think he went through about 3/4 of a tank of gas on there, and he rode around forever. So, yeah, it's definitely a fun time for the winter sports anyway. All right, Bill, thanks a lot. We'll catch up with you later. WX2BJR, Paul, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, DOS is good. Anyway, I'm sure it's pretty much what you're saying. It must have been fun. Anyway, it's not too bad with that. Oh, let's see here. 3 degrees out there right now. It's still somewhat falling. I don't know. I haven't noticed it climbing yet. Hopefully it'll start here momentarily. Be nice. Anyways. Jack distracted me the other night. Hey. Got going on about the basketball game, got me looking at the score, and I was sitting there with my tablet in front of me looking at it, like, are you kidding me? It's that close? Sitting there staring at it, just refreshing every couple of seconds, and then brought it up on the computer and watched it there, and it was like, oh, this isn't good. it was a rough night doing that. Anyway, not much going on here tonight, so pass it back to you, WX2BJR.
Yeah, that was an exciting game. We were out, some friends of mine there, and we were watching it there at one of the local taverns here, and It was exciting right down to the last seconds there, and as usual it seems this season anyway. Good game, and hey, you got to hand it to SU. They're still winning games. All right. Well, thanks for checking in there, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
KC2NBU, good evening.
KC2NBU, Ray, good evening, what's up?
Well, we got 8 degrees. Anybody know what time the meteor is passing by the Earth tonight?
Well, let's see, I'm looking it up here. I had heard about it earlier, and I forgot here. Let's see what they say.
And they're saying it's over 900 feet across. It's 3 football fields. That's a lot bigger than a Greyhound bus.
Yeah, they don't have a time on it. The one I was viewing there, let's see if I can grab it up there on the Google news there. But it's going to be one of those close ones. What do they say? It's like a... I don't think it's going to skim the atmosphere or anything like that, but it's a big one. It's like three football fields long. They're saying here under Los Angeles Times, anyway, that it's going to start beginning around 6 p.m. Pacific time, so right about now, our time, I guess. There's a site out there called slooh.com, supposed to be showing it live. Right now, when I just went to the webpage, it says an error occurred, so I'm assuming they got overloaded, but that's all I know about it.
Yeah, they say it's traveling at 27,000 miles per hour.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be surprised to see it, though. They say, here they say it's as close as approach, it'll be 8 times as far from us as the moon, so... I think you'd have to probably see that, I would imagine, in some kind of telescope or something.
Yeah, especially considering it's night and it's dark, and it is, unlike a comet, it's not going to be glowing.
Oh, roger that. All right, anything else to report?
Calling it a day.
All right, Ray. Well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you there later. I see that video feed just came on now, but anyway. All right. Well, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ, my father there. I'm echoing down the Hudson Valley. What's going on tonight?
Yeah. KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Nothing much. 19 degrees. Nice sunny day today. Guess we're supposed to get a little bit of snow. Some storm or clipper coming in from the west, I guess. And that's about it. We're just watching a little bit of Jack Bauer on Amazon and watching one of my DVD collections, Sherlock Holmes. So, nice quiet day. Can't complain. Back to you, WB2RUQ.
Well, nice to see you're staying active over there. Alright. Well, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you guys later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, not much to report. I've been working pretty much all day today, so can't really think of anything to add as far as what I did today. Well, a couple notes out there that the next Boonville Amateur Radio Club meeting is not tomorrow. We have postponed that. The next meeting will be on March 18th, so at the usual time. 7 o'clock at the Dodge Pratt Northern Arts and Community Center, and everybody's welcome to attend. And another note, probably starting tomorrow, I won't be able to, well, I'll try to see if I can do it tomorrow, I don't know. I won't be able to do the nets here until probably sometime next week, so if anybody wants to pick up a net, feel free to pick one up at 9 o'clock. You know, it's open to pretty much anybody who wants to run one. So, all right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, any queries, or any late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return to the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Bill, Paul, Ray, and John for checking in tonight. Say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Traffic and emergency net. Octane currently being held on the 14517. Are there any stations for Octane with or without traffic? Stations for Octane, come now, please.
KD2AIT. Good evening, Mark. No traffic. And 5AOW. Good evening, Mark. No traffic.
KC2MBU. Good evening. No traffic.
Okay, very good. I have KD2AIT, Jeff, N5AOW, Bob, and KC2NBU, Ray. Ray, you're a little low there. Did you say you have traffic or no traffic?
No traffic.
Okay, very good. This is Octan. We are looking at, thanks, Ray, and are there any additional stations with or without traffic? This is KD2KOJ for Octane. This is Octane. I make this the final call for stations with or without traffic. Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll see 7-3 tomorrow. Hope everyone has a good evening. KD2KOJ is clear.